If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Tonight, ahead of the holiday season, the concerns over inflation, even as pay jumps, and Americans shop at a record rate. Mixed signals tonight about the U.S. economy. CBS's Meg Oliver on how Americans are responding this holiday season. Record early voting in Georgia. CBS's Nicole Killian is on the trail as Raphael Warnock brings out the heavy hitter.
Who's going to fight for you?
The prince and the president, the future king and President Biden's 30-minute meeting, the Princess of Wales visiting Harvard on her own as family drama overshadows the royal trip. Big news for Team USA. Captain America is cleared to play in tomorrow's win or go home match against the Netherlands. CBS's Roxana Saberi on the odds of a U.S. victory. Tis the season for a Christmas tree, but is real or artificial better?
It's a prickly debate. We'll break it down.
CBS's Carter Evans has tips for whichever tree you choose. And on the road, CBS's Steve Hartman shows us how love conquers all.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Friday night. Tonight, we have a number of stories we're following, including President Biden's meeting with Prince William in Boston and U.S. men's soccer captain America Christian Pulisic getting the all clear ahead of tomorrow's match at the World Cup. But we do want to begin with that new data tonight about job numbers, because they are strong. But fears about inflation and a possible recession remain. The Labor Department's November report out today shows employment increased by 263,000 jobs. On Wall Street, the Dow fell by more than 300 points in early trading, but rallied late in the day to close in positive territory. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ finished slightly lower. President Biden signed a bill that blocks a potential nationwide railroad strike and prevents what he called an economic catastrophe during the holiday season. CBS's Meg Oliver will start us off tonight from New York City with all that news. Good evening, Meg.
Good evening, Nora. Mixed signals tonight as President Biden tries to keep the economy on the rails. But during this holiday season, there's still concern over high inflation and a possible recession.
It was the right thing to do at the moment, to save jobs, to protect millions of working families from harm and disruption, and to keep supply chains stable around the holidays.
The deal to avert a rail strike coincided with a holiday surprise, a better-than-expected jobs report.
Just about everybody who wants a job has one.
Employers defying high inflation and interest rate hikes, adding tens of thousands of jobs more than economists predicted, the unemployment rate holding steady.
From a worker standpoint, we should be feeling good about wage growth and the fact that the unemployment rate's close to its lowest point in 50 years.
Hospitality and leisure led the gains. Healthcare and government jobs also saw strong growth. But there are signs of weakness. Retail jobs
fell despite strong holiday sales.
Thank you.
While media and tech continue to shed jobs, CNN and DoorDash are the latest companies to announce major cuts this week. Another concern, wages jumped more than expected, leading to fears that high inflation will continue.
That may lead to additional interest rate hikes from the Fed. It's just proving hard to get a handle on inflation.
But a gift to consumers, gas prices are down 32 cents since last month and could fall below $3 by Christmas. Good news for holiday shoppers.
I look at things and I'm like, oh my gosh, $20 for that?
That kind of makes you look around more and try to find the best price you can find because the sales just aren't as good as they used to be. So you kind of spend more time looking around and being more mindful of what you get people.
The National Retail Federation estimates holiday sales will go up about 8% this year. That's slower growth compared to last year, but a higher historical average. Nora?
Meg Oliver, thank you so much. In Georgia, it's the final day of early voting, and Democrats are spending more than $50 million in ads ahead of Tuesday's Senate runoff. That's twice as much as Republicans. And with the race between Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker still tight, CBS's Nicole Killian reports on the crucial closing days of the campaign.
Today, voter lines wrapped around this Atlanta-area polling station. Cindy Watts waited an hour and a half casting her ballot for Senator Raphael Warnock.
Why do you think it's worth it?
Because democracy is at stake.
Who did you support?
Herschel.
And why Mr. Walker?
Lifelong Republican, more than anything.
The high-stakes runoff is drawing high-profile support. From President Biden, who phone banked for Warnock today,
you can't be tired,
to former President Barack Obama, who implored voters to turn out and roasted Warnock's opponent, Herschel Walker, after this recent meandering campaign speech.
I don't want to be a vampire anymore. I want to be a werewolf.
Mr. Walker has been talking about issues that are of great importance to the people of Georgia, like whether it's better to be a vampire or a werewolf. This is a debate that I must confess I once had myself when I was 7.
Can you believe that? Calling me names like you're going to hurt my feelings.
But some Republicans remain skeptical about his chances after new controversy surfaced from an ex-girlfriend who told the Daily Beast he's unstable to questions about his residency in Georgia after tax records revealed he declared Texas as his principal residence.
We didn't really go through a vetting process.
Jeff Duncan is Georgia's Republican lieutenant governor.
Herschel Walker will probably go down as one of the worst Republican candidates in our party's history.
Tonight, attention is also shifting to the 2024 presidential calendar. At President Biden's suggestion, the DNC has voted to make South Carolina the first primary in the nation instead of the Iowa caucus to reflect greater diversity in the vote. It also helped him get the nomination in 2020. Nora?
That is a big change. Nicole Killian, thanks so much. Well, you may have heard that Kanye West is once again posting disturbing anti-Semitic imagery and spewing hate speech, both of which we are choosing to not show or repeat. But what is noteworthy is that he's been banned from Twitter for violating rules on inciting violence. President Biden today is calling on political leaders to speak out against anti-Semitism, adding silence is complicity. Former President Trump had dinner with the rapper last week. New research finds a surge in hate speech on Twitter since Elon Musk took over the platform. Watchdog groups say slurs directed at Black, gay, and trans people have spiked, while anti-Semitic content also increased. President Biden made a trip to Boston today to meet Prince William at the JFK Presidential Library. The Prince and Princess of Wales are in the U.S. to highlight William's charity, fighting climate change. But palace drama back home and the release of Harry and Meghan's documentary trailer continue to cloud the visit. CBS's Michael George has the details.
A brief greeting before the cameras. President Biden and the Prince of Wales would spend 30 minutes privately at the JFK Library this afternoon. William thanking Mr. Biden for attending the Queen's funeral in September.
The Wales are in Boston to hand out their Earthshot Prize, $1 million awards to climate and environmental entrepreneurs. The prince said it was inspired by Kennedy's famous moonshot speech.
Here's the speech.
Caroline Kennedy, the former president's daughter, showed William a copy of the speech.
Do you have a big interest in space?
Princess Kate was swarmed by well-wishers this morning in Cambridge. But the visit has been upstaged by controversies in the U.S. and back home in the U.K.
I had to do everything I could to protect my family.
In the middle of the trip, Netflix dropped its first trailer of the new docuseries, Harry and Meghan, the two talking about splitting from the royal family.
When the stakes were this high, doesn't it make more sense to hear our story from us?
The British tabloids blasted the timing of the release. William and his estranged brother had no plans to meet during the visit.
It's impossible to ignore that there are other big bombs dropping this week in the monarchy. Yes, it has slightly overshadowed this trip.
Just as they arrived in Boston, William's godmother, Lady Susan Hussey, a Buckingham Palace official, was forced to resign after making racially insensitive remarks to Ngozi Fulani, a black VIP guest at a reception.
She said, "What's your nationality?" And I said, "Lady, I was born here, I'm British."
And here in Boston tonight, the royal couple is awarding the Earthshot Prize at a star-studded event, with Princess Kate wearing a dress she rented to go with the sustainable theme and a choker belonging to William's late mother, Princess Diana. Nora?
Michael George, thank you so much. A celebration of life was held today for the four University of Idaho students who were murdered last month. Friends and family gathered to remember the victims and call for justice. Here's the sister of Zana Kernoodle.
Losing her is the hardest thing I've ever had to go through, and it has left me heartbroken. Zana was the funniest person I knew and made me laugh every time I spent time with her.
Police last night revealed that a sixth person is listed on the lease at the home where the four students were stabbed to death, but they do not believe that person was there at the time of the murders. On Hawaii's Big Island tonight, all eyes are on the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, as it continues to erupt for the first time in nearly 40 years. Officials say the lava flow has slowed as it oozes toward a major highway. They estimate the lava could take a week to get there. Mauna Loa is now one of two erupting volcanoes drawing the attention of tourists on the Big Island. At the World Cup, the U.S. men's soccer team announced some good news ahead of tomorrow's must-win match against the Netherlands. The team's superstar forward, Christian Pulisic, has been cleared to play after suffering a pelvic contusion in Tuesday's pivotal win against Iran. CBS's Roxana Saberi is in Qatar.
Captain America, as fans call Christian Pulisic, returned to training tonight with a smile. 3 nights after scoring his team's winning goal against Iran, colliding with the goalkeeper and ending up in the hospital with a pelvic injury, his team says he can now play against the Netherlands tomorrow.
We want to keep going and we want to keep doing well and make the country proud.
While the U.S. has reached this stage 7 times before, most recently in 2014, the Dutch have made it to the finals 3 times without ever winning.
For a country that small, to get to that many finals of a World Cup is really impressive.
Journalist Grant Wall says the U.S. still has a chance.
The U.S. has gotten to this point before, but pretty rare to get beyond it. I don't think this U.S. team fears any other team in the tournament.
And it's that fighting team spirit that's helping the second youngest squad at this World Cup win fans in a country where the popularity of soccer is still growing.
What would you like people, especially in the United States, to know about you as a team?
I hope people watching can see, wow, these guys are really, you know, giving everything for each other, for this country. You can see all the individual talent, but without the brotherhood and without this family aspect, you know, we wouldn't be in this position.
The U.S. has a chance to reach the quarterfinals, but first they have to beat the Netherlands. Some of their players are battling the flu. Whoever loses here tomorrow heads home. Nora?
Wow, that's interesting. Roxana Saberi, thanks so much. We turn now to the great Christmas tree debate. It's a question that has puzzled families for generations, real or artificial. In tonight's Money Watch, CBS's Carter Evans takes a look at which one is better for your wallet and the environment.
Tis the season to pick out that perfect tree and, in some cases, pack it in a box and take it home.
I've been wanting this for 5-6 years.
Tired of paying for live trees every Christmas, Weena Nye just bought an artificial one against her family's wishes.
How many years do you think you have to keep this tree for it to pay off?
I'll be happy if I get 5.
Artificial or not, price increases are real this year. Most wholesale growers say they have to charge up to 15% more.
Why are prices going up on Christmas trees?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of labor in a Christmas tree.
Christmas tree lot owner Tina Callis has also seen supply shortages. When it comes to artificial trees, high shipping fees from China are adding to the cost.
Did you have to raise your prices?
Yeah.
Larry Gold sells top-of-the-line trees in Los Angeles.
So how much does a tree like this cost?
This tree is about $1,100.
$1,100? Wow.
He says cheaper trees may not look as real or last as long.
But which tree has more impact on the environment? Fresh ones like this you cut down every year, or an artificial tree like this one made of plastic that you can reuse?
It's a big debate. Which is better?
Unquestionably, it's the real tree.
Nature Conservancy Director Bill Ulfelder says live Christmas trees are a renewable resource that can be recycled.
How long would you have to keep an artificial Christmas tree to have potentially a lower carbon footprint?
I've seen some figures say 7 or 8 years. I've seen some as long as 20. So it's not an insignificant amount of time.
When you're recycling a live tree, you want to make sure you get all the ornaments and decorations off it. That can really mess up the mulching process. And to get the most bang for your buck with an artificial tree, well, buy one that you're going to like for many years to come, because you're going to use it for a while, and maybe pick up some pine-scented air freshener. Nora?
Some good advice there. Carter Evans, thank you so much. All right, now to this story. An American was killed when a rogue wave slammed into a cruise ship. We've got that story next.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones filed for personal bankruptcy today, months after juries ordered him and his company to pay nearly $1.5 billion in damages for spreading false claims that the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre was a hoax. A court filing indicates Jones has less than $10 million in assets and at least $1 billion in liabilities. Well, tonight, the State Department confirms that a U.S. citizen was killed when a monster wave hit a cruise ship off Argentina. Four other people were injured when the tremendous wave, seemingly from out of nowhere, slammed the Viking Polaris on Tuesday, shattering windows. The tragic incident prompted Viking to call off the cruise to the Antarctic. CBS's Steve Hartman is next, and he finds out that true love never dies, even after four decades. We go on the road. A broken heart is one of the most painful things a person can endure. CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road and finds it's never too late when love is meant to be.
For most of her adult life, 69-year-old Jean Gustafson has suffered from chronic regret.
Can't turn back the clock. I wish I could.
Would you do anything different?
Yes, I would have married him.
As we first reported a few months ago, what Jean so regrets is breaking up with her college sweetheart.
So this was the spring of 72.
A guy she met in the German club at Loyola University in Chicago.
This is Steve and I in the back here.
Jean says he would have made the perfect husband.
A lot of memories here.
If only he'd been white.
My mother was absolutely livid. I mean,
what did she say?
What didn't she say? How could I disgrace the family? It was not pretty.
Partly because of those pressures, Jean broke up with Steve Watts and never saw him again. Until last year, when she tracked him down at this Chicago nursing home.
What I found was sort of a broken man.
Like Gene, Steve was divorced with no kids. But life for him had been much harder. He'd fallen on terrible times. He was homeless, had two strokes, and was almost unrecognizable the day Gene walked back into his life.
But he's still the wonderful, gorgeous man that I knew.
Did all those feelings come rushing back?
Yes, for both of us.
And so, with her mother no longer in the way, Jean made arrangements to move Steve from the nursing home to her home in Portland, Oregon.
Sleeping.
I feel terribly lucky that I get a second chance.
Steve?
Steve's health issues have left him bedridden, but his mind is sharp and his heart young. In fact, if you listen closely, you can still hear his devotion, unwavering after all these years. Racism drove its wedge, and love wormed its way back, permanently. A few weeks ago, 43 years after her mom laid their love asunder, Jean and Steve were married, newlyweds, now well on their way to making up for a lifetime of lost time. Steve Hartman, CBS News, on the road.
Love rules. All right, coming up, some breathtaking images from the pages of National Geographic. That's next.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Finally tonight, we're getting a look at some incredible images of National Geographic's Pictures of the Year. The magazine selected about 100 as the year's best from some 2 million photographs, including this image of Bear Ayers National Monument, Utah, which combined 44 different photos to show the sunrise, full moon, and four planets. This view from Blue Cypress Lake in Central Florida showing a Falcon 9 rocket streaking across the sky above the swamp. And this long exposure of the Lincoln Memorial here in Washington marking the monument's 100th anniversary. Just gorgeous. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night and have a great weekend.
Original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes. We can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.